Welcome everyone. We are discussing here in Shir 42 this new topic of Avas Reyim, the mitzvah to love our fellow Jew, fellow Yid. Va'afta l'reicha kamoicha, which is based on the pasuk of Va'afta l'reicha kamoicha, and as we mentioned yesterday, how timely this is during Sfiras Ha'omer, where we know that the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva perished with the worst misa of Askira during this tekufa, this time period. Because they did not give the proper respect to each other. Exactly what that means is a discussion. We have to realize that these were tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, and we're talking about it was a high madrega that they were on. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medatek im tzadikim kechut asayra. Hashem punishes the greater the person, the slightest mistake the person is punished for. But that's not our topic right now. Yidua adover. Kama gedoyla mailas avas reyim. It's known. The Pelioid starts off by telling us, we all know the importance of avas reyim. Ashomur chazal v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha zekla godlo b'toiro. To the point where Chazal told us that this mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha is a klal godol b'Torah, is a big rule of the Torah. You don't find this statement throughout the 613 mitzvahs. Tefillin is a klal godol b'Torah. You know, tefillin is one of the greatest mitzvahs. Yes, the Rosh brings down the Maseches Sofrim, that's true. But you don't say klal godol b'Torah. You don't say tzitzis, which is connected to kol mitzvahs. You don't say klal godol b'Torah. When it comes to v'after echamoicha, we say klal godol b'Torah. In fact, the way it should be looked upon is that it's the foundation that all the mitzvahs rest upon. Because as you see, when it came to the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, who were the great Talmidei Chachamim, and they were going to be the ones to pass the Torah to the next generation from their Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, they were not zeich, they did not merit to pass it along because they were lacking on their madrega in this mitzvah of after Recha Kamoicha. The famous Gemara. He brings a very famous Gemara. And I want to suggest that we remember where it is. It's Gemara and Shabbos. So that you have to remember, it's Shabbos. What daf is it on? Daf Laman Aleph Amun Aleph. What is the statement? It's the statement of Hillel, the great Hillel HaZaking, that tells us that when you don't like something happen to you, you don't want something happen to you, negative, I don't want someone pouring water on my face. So don't pour water in someone else's face. I don't want someone cutting me off when I'm driving. So don't cut someone else off. I don't want to come sit down to learn in Beis Medrash and find someone's dirty tissues and garbage and empty soda can and coffee cup. So clean up. If I don't like that, so when I'm finished, I should also throw it out. When I finish eating, I should throw out my plate. When I stand up, I should put my chair under the table. The Gemara is in Daf Loy, Lamed Aleph. Don't. There's a simon over here. Da'alech soni l'chavech leis avit. What you don't like, soni means hate. What you hate, what you despise, what you don't like, what you don't want someone to do to you, loy savid. Don't. Loy, Lamed Aleph. Don't do it to someone else. Imagine a world. Let's take a second to imagine a world where everyone did this. Everyone lived their life. They used something, they put it away. Now, sometimes we forget. We're human. But b'derech klal, you take out a sitter from the shelf in the shul, you put it back. You take out a chumash, you take out a sefer, you put it back. You know, there are signs in certain bate midrashim you read the sign and you wonder, oh my goodness, who is writing such strong words by a person who doesn't put back a sefer? And then you see afterwards, you see Rav Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Stipler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. They write a person who doesn't put back Svarim is a Rasha. A Rasha. He's causing Bittul Torah. Someone comes to look for the safe on the shelf. He can't find it. Now imagine you go tell somebody, you know, it's not a nice thing. If you don't put back the safer, what's the big deal? Well, if Talmud Torah connected Kulam, which we say all the time, is the greatest mitzvah, because it is, so Bittul Torah. Let's look at it like this. You want the safer. So you want to go to the shelf. You want to find the safer. Now it applies to all aspects of life. You use the car keys. Put the car keys back where you found them. Someone told me recently that he knows somebody that he made. He's a computer type person. So he made the keys that whenever you take the key, it's connected to a certain person. So you could always find who took the keys in the house. Because apparently the keys were not being returned. So he found a solution. It's connected. Each person knows. You can see, this daughter, this son, this person, this husband, wife. They can find where the keys are. Da'alech Sonny, this is the lesson. Hillel is teaching us how to live a life as a Yid. If you don't like something, don't do it to someone else. And where is this Gemara? Shabbos daf loy sa'avid lamed aleph.